Man, we gotta start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff.
Nope. It's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Elizabeth Dutton.
Zarin Burnett.
I'm so glad to see you.
I am glad to see me,
How
too.
How you been?
I've been good.
Good. Nice pants.
Thank
like
you
those.
So much.
Those new?
These are my crazy pants.
Yeah, those are crazy. You know what's ridiculous?
I do.
What is it?
Listen to this. Game Freak.
What is Game Freak?
I don't know
Freak?
Why I said that. Game Freak is the creator of Pokemon.
Okay.
Which I always like to call Pokemon.
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 Mr. Pokemon.
Nothing irritates little kids more than when you refer to it as Pokemon. Would you guys got them Pokemon cards?
Yeah, you do it like real quick, like it's a name, like Pokemon. Mr. Pokemon.
I think the whole thing's ridiculous.
Steve Pokemon.
There's like the Pokemon Go.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Where you just go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you play it outside, you walk around chasing Pokemon.
Sure, you just go. But, you know, I love a good collaboration.
Oh.
So take a guess.
Uh-huh.
What do you think you could mash up with Pokemon?
Crab traps.
Yes.
Am I close?
Oh my God, totally. L.L. Bean, Pokemon.
Crab
Pokemon,
traps.
Pokemon. No.
No?
Let me tell you something.
Glass hammers.
These are designed with a crystallized quality.
That was close. Crystal.
They're iconic.
Uh-huh.
And
hammers are iconic.
They're exclusive styles in 18-karat yellow gold with diamonds or with oxidized sterling silver.
Yeah, you're moving away from my answer.
It's Tiffany and Company.
What?
You can get, and it's based
Why
on...
Why would Tiffany debase themselves?
There's this man, Daniel Arsham.
Yes.
He does Pokemon sculptures.
Okay. The Pokemon?
Yeah. He had a whole art exhibit called A Ripple in Time. I didn't even bother to look it up because, quite frankly, I didn't need that in my life.
It's better as a book.
Right. And so, that is a good book. anywho. Yes. So, yeah. So, he does these Pokemon sculptures, the Pokemans, and he's made them into Tiffany necklaces.
Does Tiffany know this?
Tiffany, has anyone told you about this? So if you want an 18-karat
yellow
gold...
Tiffany, if you're being held against your will, just blink.
Avec Diamants. I'm trying to open it up and it won't let me. I don't know how much these things
Con
cost.
Con Diamante?
I don't think that they're... if you want to get one, you have to sign up for SMS updates.
No.
Spoiler alert, I signed you up.
Is that what those are?
Did you get one?
No.
You're supposed to say yes.
I don't know where my phone is.
Well, when you find it, you'll get a text from Tiffany and Pokemon, and they're going to say, do you want some? And you have to hit Y for yes.
You're such a good friend.
I am such a good friend.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Keep going.
You know what's also ridiculous?
Tell me.
Okay. Well, this is just a truth, a truism, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
A fool on a mission, right? They will likely go far further than anyone would have predicted.
A fool on a mission,
yes.
A stolen car mission.
Right? You know, the fools, they are my people.
Yes, yes.
So that's why I'm going to call this one, Let's Take to the Sea.
Oh.
The This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder free and 100% ridiculous.
Game freak.
Okay, Elizabeth. This first story I have for you today. It's like a short story that Kafka would write.
Ooh.
Just throw in a jet ski.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the year is 2016. Dateline, China. Now, I think this is our first story that ever takes place in China. Am I right about that?
I don't know.
Okay, I think so. But anyway, it's about a Korean man. Try to stay with me.
Okay.
His Chinese name was Quan Ping, but he never liked that. He preferred his Korean name, and that's the one he would like to use online. So his Korean name was Quan Pyong, and we're going to call him Quan Pyong.
Sure.
So my man Pyong, he lived in northeastern China. Now, that's where he liked to hop online and openly mock the Chinese Communist Party that runs China.
That's a little dangerous.
Yeah, that is what we in the Living to See Tomorrow business call a bad idea. Now, he primarily posted on English language outlets, right? There were ones that were forbidden in China. So that kind of minimized his damage he was doing to the party. He would post on Twitter and on Facebook,
4chan.
Right?
4chan.
Now, both of those are blocked on the Chinese internet. You cannot just hop onto Twitter from China.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be able to navigate the dark web and access those types of sites. He could do that, right? So he's going on Twitter, and that's where Pyong, he described himself as, quote, a perpetual student, citizen, dedicated to overturning communism.
Was he a citizen of the world?
Oh, you better believe it, sister. Now, how did he plan to overturn communism, you ask?
How did he plan to overturn communism, I ask?
Great question, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Was he organizing young people? Was he fostering underground networks? Was he using his hacking skills to wage war against the Chinese censors and online firewalls? Did he connect with dissidents and help them to avoid detection online? No, 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 and no.
Did he post GIF reactions on Twitter?
What my man did was hop online and post a selfie of him wearing a shirt of Xi Jinping. The shirt called Xi, wait for it, Zitler. Like Zitler, right? Yeah.
Oh.
I may be not saying that exactly correct, but Hitler with G in front
sure.
of it. You get it.
Zitler.
So my man, after thoroughly mocking the general secretary of the Communist Party, a.k.a. the supreme leader of China,
right,
with his clever T-shirt, Pyong, he captioned his political selfie, "Let's work together and topple this invisible wall." Well, something's about to get toppled, brother.
Yeah, right.
Now, he posted his Zitler selfie and his provocative caption, not on Weibo, which is the Chinese language version of Twitter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, as you know, Weibo, it's heavily censored, and we can't just hop onto Weibo, right?
Sure.
But that's where you would think one would want to be talking to people trying to take down Chinese communism.
Yeah.
But not him. He's like, I'm going to go hop on Twitter. So why, Elizabeth, why did my dude Pyong, who is basically the literal definition of a keyboard warrior against communism at this point, decide to take to Twitter?
I don't know.
To get this straight.
Do you know?
I do know. Okay. And I don't mean to mock this guy as like a political
activist. I didn't know if this
activist.
Was like an existential question.
Yeah, no, it's just a curiosity, if you will. I'll tell you the answer, though, right? Because, first let me say this. I don't mean to mock this guy, right?
Okay.
He's far braver than I am. Or no, I'll put it this way. He's willing to do stuff I would never do.
Okay.
Okay, better? Hey. So the reason Pyong was so Western-minded was that he studied in America.
Uh-huh.
He came here for college. He attended Iowa State University. That's where he got a degree in aerospace engineering. Good head on this kid. He returns home to China, starts working in the family business, but he stayed on Twitter. Right? He's like, this is where I talk to my friends or
people
whatever.
Can't get off of Twitter.
Right? So at this point, the year was 2014, right? So he's back in China. He's graduated. My man Pyong, he gets his life set up in a city called Yanbian. Now, it's the central hub for a very sizable Korean population. I didn't know any of this, but when I was researching, I learned that the Yanbian is basically a major point of focus for Korean investors right now.
Hmm.
They're all trying to scrape some of that money out of the massive Chinese economy, and this is where they can do it. And also, I didn't know this, Elizabeth, but Yanbian is the main city of the Yanbian Korean Autonomous Prefecture.
Oh.
Okay. So this whole area, it was historically part of Manchuria, which was region more than a country.
Right.
Now, in the 19th century, there's this sudden massive influx of Korean immigrants. And over time, the population grew to about 2 million people.
Hmm.
So they have 2 million people, all either Korean immigrants or people of Korean descent, right? So then you have boom, 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 communist revolution comes around, right? So that complicates the picture because these people came here for opportunity, not for communism. So the thriving business community population drops in half, right? So about 1.2 million people are left. They're stuck in communist China. They get rewarded for their loyalty with their own autonomous zone, right? 1955, the region gets an upgrade to ethnic autonomous prefecture. The folks living there today, they exist under modern Chinese communist rule, Elizabeth, right? Which means, you know, they still have their autonomous zone.
Yeah.
Now, for some populations, like the Uyghurs, their autonomous zone comes with re-education camps.
Right.
In Yanbian, the population, from what I've learned in my research, they still largely are Korean, which they speak Korean, but they've also assimilated into Chinese culture. They speak Chinese, and thus they don't have a re-education camp, so mm-hmm. forth, right? Mm-hmm. They're largely left alone, and of course, that is unless they provoke the sleeping tiger down in Beijing.
Right.
Which my man Pyong's like, hey, let me get the stick.
Oh, yeah, he is poking and a poking.
So back to my man Pyong and his Zitler shirt. So that wasn't his only provocative post. In another prior post, he'd spoken about drinking tea. Now, I don't know if you know this, but that's not a reference to, like, spilling the tea, right?
Yeah,
he's not, like, doing gossip and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's not a Chinese twist on drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, it's not right. that either. So the expression drink the tea, it refers to a Chinese language euphemism about speaking with the Chinese authorities.
Mm.
So, yeah, you're being questioned, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So apparently they offer you tea. I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Anyway, my man Pyong, he posted, if I have to drink tea again, I won't be shy and nervous. I'll very clearly declare my views as bright as a banner opposing the Communist Party. That's my attitude. I won't seek out trouble, but if it comes to me, I'll live with it.
Hmm.
Elizabeth, it was like trouble was doom scrolling Twitter that day because all trouble came and found him. Yes. So my dude, he had planned to wear his Zitler shirt out on October 1st, which if you didn't know it, that's China's national day.
Uh-huh.
So he told his friends that online and he's, you know, and this guy said he wasn't seeking trouble, but you know.
Oh, really?
Sure sounds
okay.
Like it. Anyway. This choice was a problem for him of wearing the Zitler shirt to China's National Day because old trouble came and knocking on his front door. September 30th, just a day before right. China's National Day, my man Pyong sent a message to his friends in Korea. There's trouble. Now, the Chinese authorities had come to his door. They performed a magic trick. They made my man Pyong disappear.
Oh, no.
Poof. It's just like that, like a rabbit. Gone. So no one hears from him. All right? No, not his friends, not his family in China. Nobody.
Yeah.
Finally, word comes out. His family learns he's being held by the police. They've arrested him. This is like early 2016, October. He's resurfaced now. He now has a newly hired lawyer. His family tried to hire him lawyers, but China's like, no, we'll lock him in prison unless you get a different lawyer.
Hmm.
So they're like, okay, here's a different lawyer. It's like a whole thing, right? So his new defense lawyer, he gave a rationale for his client's actions, and he told the press, he's from a younger generation that's absorbed ideas about democracy and freedom. They have a clearer spirit of opposition. So he's basically like, he's a younger man.
Yeah,
what are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
So the charges against Pyong, they were serious. He was facing 1.5-year-long prison sentence for, quote, inciting subversion.
Mm.
Basically, don't wear that shirt.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Trial lasts how long? One day. Speedy trial.
Oh.
Quick justice. He's, of course, found guilty.
Sure.
Off to prison he goes. Now that real big bad trouble had found him, what would my man Pyong do, Elizabeth?
Run away.
No, he did his stretch in prison.
Oh, okay.
Yes, like a big dog went in there, went into Chinese prison, said, give me my 18 months. Did him standing up, right?
Good for him.
Afterwards, he gets released from prison. And what is he now ready to do? He's still prepared to do symbolic warfare against the communist rulers. So the Communist Party, they continued to closely monitor his activities.
Mm-hmm.
And fast forward to this last year, 2023. My man Pyong, he contacted a human rights activist in Korea, right? And he asked for help in gaining asylum. He's like, what can you guys do for me? You know, like, I'm of Korean descent. I want to come back to Korea. And they're like, oh, he's like, I'm planning on making a break for it. Just fleeing China. Would you guys get me asylum? The two people hadn't spoken in years.
Mm-hmm.
He just contacts them out of the blue with this crazy request asking for asylum. My man Pyong, he doesn't wait for confirmation of this asylum. He decides, you know what? I'm going for it.
Force their hand.
Yeah, exactly. One dark and moonless night, he went down to the water's edge. He pushed a jet ski into the sea, and he climbed aboard the watercraft. And then the 35-year-old political prankster, he did another little magic trick. He turned himself into a political refugee. Whew. For his next magical trick, he made himself disappear from China. So he took off from Shandong Peninsula, and all he had with him was a life jacket, a helmet, and for navigation, he had a compass and a telescope.
That's pretty good.
But not bad.
I like the helmet and the life jacket.
I thought you would. So he also had fuel because it's going to be a long trip.
I'd
he had
that.
Five containers of fuel he attached to the jet
God.
Ski. It was going to be, like I said, long-ass journey.
Yeah.
So he's looking at a 200-mile passage across open ocean waters at night.
On a jet ski.
Yes. All told, if he made it, it would take 14 hours.
Wow.
I'm just going to repeat this for effect.
14
My man Pyong's plan was to take a jet ski, load it down with 5 containers of gasoline, then ride that jet ski across open ocean to Korea, crossing 200 miles in the dark alone
for
14 hours.
Oh.
Can you even imagine doing 1 hour of that trip?
No.
Okay, it takes about 5.5 hours to drive from Oakland to Los Angeles.
Right.
You could drive from Oakland to L.A., turn around, drive back to Oakland, and you'd still have 3 more hours at night in the open ocean on that jet ski to go.
I hate driving to L.A. And it's not because I don't like L.A. I just don't like to sit in the car that long.
Exactly.
I just imagine
you're like, bang, bang, bang,
right, it's
bang,
cold.
And you can't fall off.
Wet.
You can't fall asleep. Yeah.
The seagulls are hitting you in the face.
Seagulls? At night?
Yes. They come out at night.
So what
and
happened?
They prey upon...
Do you think he made it? Through the seagulls, you imagine?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah, I guess.
He did, Elizabeth. He made it. Can you believe it?
I'd be really mad if you said that he didn't survive the trip. I'd be like, wow, that's bleak. Thanks for that story.
I wouldn't do that to
you. On to my next one.
No, he made it to Incheon in Korea. In the Korean Coast Guard, they found it, my dude, stranded, laid up in a mud flat.
Oh.
Jet ski out of gas, exhausted. He's like, where's my telescope?
You know what? His lips were chapped. I guarantee. And that is so uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
I hate that.
Chapped lips worse. It's almost as bad as prison.
I hate having chapped cheeks, too.
Oh, and they crack? Oh, uh-huh. Forget about it. So what do you think happened to him now that he's made it after this insane jet ski trip to Korea?
He's famous.
No, he's promptly arrested.
Oh, man.
Because it's against the law, Elizabeth. You can't just show up in Korea like that. They have rules. They have conventions.
You need an invitation.
Korea prefers you go through customs. So,
oh, yeah, I can see that.
My man, Pyong, he was charged with violations of the Immigration Control Act, and he remained in custody for months. So he ran away, escaped on a jet ski, and boom, still in prison.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh, but it's just the irony gets me. But at least he was in a Chinese re-education camp.
It's better prison.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Much better prison.
Yeah.
So finally, in this past August, he was released from custody. The Chinese dissident of Korean descent who had evil Knievel'd his way from China to Korea, he was freed on a suspended sentence of 1 year in jail and 2 years on probation.
Okay.
So now he can wear all the Zitler shirts he wants. He's free, Elizabeth.
Good for him.
Okay.
Did he have this printed up like as a one-off shirt, or did he draw?
This is your question. How did he get the shirt made?
You know how when you're a kid,
it's
you draw.
China.
On
you don't
a
think
shirt?
He can get a shirt in China? Are you kidding me?
Just like a
novel, a novelty
but like
shirt,
a one-off. So did he have like a ton printed? Did he buy it at a store?
You think he like silkscreened it at his house
by
himself?
That's what I'm thinking.
Himself?
I think it was
he's
a
just
DIY
got the inks and the
screen, punk rocks, or he just got a marker on a white T-shirt.
Totally, the ultimate, like
uh-huh.
just Sharpie drawing it with a Hitler mustache.
I'm just imagining that.
Uh-huh. I like your imagination.
Version. Thank you so much.
Well, let's let your imagination cool off because
okay,
I got another crazy
you.
One for you. Let's take a break and we'll be back after these moments.
Yes, sir. Man, we gotta start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff.
Nope, it's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
As you know, the world can be a dangerous and unpredictable place. With every crime I've studied, I've learned one thing. Your best line of defense is your vigilance and preparation. You don't want to worry. You just want peace of mind. That's why I recommend SimpliSafe Home Security. For every ridiculous robbery and theft we talk about, it's pretty obvious the crimes could be avoided with a solid security system. A good home security system keeps people prepared and aware. SimpliSafe is that system. It was named Best Home Security Systems 2024 by U.S. News and World Report. And it doesn't just protect your home from crime, it also alerts you to fire, floods, and other emergencies. They offer sensors and cameras backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There are no contracts, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/ridiculouscrime. That's simplisafe.com/ridiculouscrime. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com.
the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
Elizabeth.
Zarin.
All right. The story I really want to tell you today is about a man who called himself Captain Bubble.
Well, you didn't want to tell me the other one?
I did, but really that was just to kind of whet your appetite.
Oh, okay.
Get your mind going. It seemed to work.
It's wet.
But I really wanted to tell you about Captain Bubble.
Captain Bubble.
Oh,
The monkey?
The Captain Bubble affair. That's this next story.
The Captain Bubble
affair. So, Captain Bubble, that was not his birth name.
Oh, no.
His mama
really?
Did not name him Captain. No, that was his street name, Elizabeth. Dude's government name was Reza, a.k.a. Ray Bellucci. Or Bellucci.
Reza Bellucci. Bellucci.
Yes. No,
Bellucci, probably.
Bellucci. Yeah. So, the Captain Bubble, as I said, he has two street names.
Uh-huh.
He has Ray and Captain Bubble. Now, he may have more. I don't know. I don't know the man. But you know what? Let's get to the story. The reason we're talking about him is that earlier this year, he tried to run from Florida to England.
I'm going
to
give him another street name right now.
Yeah, what's that?
Pretty Boom Boom.
Pretty Boom Boom.
Yeah,
I like
go
it.
Ahead. So, wait. Where?
Yeah, you may be thinking, Azarin, I just did the math on that. That's impossible. Wait. You can't run from Florida to England.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, there's still something called the Atlantic Ocean in the way.
But if you run really, really fast.
A good point. Like a Jesus lizard, just right on top of the water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Zoom, zoom.
We are with the physics. You look at his little legs run.
Exactly.
Well, that little something called the Atlantic Ocean that's in between us and England, it's not a problem if you properly prepare for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like some people have, I'm going to take a plane. I'm going to take a balloon. Like, there's ways to get over it. But he's like, I'm going to run over it. And you're like, you can't run on water, man. Well, my man Reza had an answer. He was going to run inside a giant inflatable hamster wheel.
Wait, what?
See? Now, don't you feel silly, Elizabeth?
I feel so silly.
You
right
doubted
now.
My man Reza when he had a plan all
and it
along.
It doesn't have any, like, paddles on it? It's just ball on the
other No, well, I'll show you a picture in a second. Imagine, like, if Wile E. Coyote had an Acme brand sort of plan to get to England. He's like, I'm going to put myself in a...
Was there a big rocket on the back?
There's red inflatable... It's like a ring. It looks like... It doesn't matter. I was going to use, like, a physics... Like a one of the...
Don't talk physics to me.
It doesn't
no
matter. But anyway,
about.
So... Just imagine, like, two rings, and they just... I'll show you the picture
Yeah, show
second.
Me the picture.
So, this, Elizabeth, is what my man was rocking.
Oh, it does have little paddles on it. Well, that's cute. And it's, like, full of beach balls, and he has one that's not the right color.
Oh, yeah, totally, because, I think the original one popped or something. So, he just got whatever would stick in that space. And so, there's a bunch of red, like, floaties
that's a guy with some moxie.
What looks like a hamster wheel, right?
But yeah,
like,
totally.
And then there's, like, some chicken wire and...
Or it looks like one of those industrial, like,
it looks like
livestock feeders tipped over.
Totally. Or if you took, like, a dryer, like an industrial dryer, and you just took the tumbler out, and you just put a man inside that, and then put some floaties on the sides.
Or if you took like an industrial like floater thing.
There you go. You're using the tech talk. Okay. Well, I didn't want to use all the like
I just wanted to give another industrial example. You
throw jargon at me. Okay. Well, let's go to his history of attempts, Elizabeth, because that was one of his later models. But the year was 2014 when he took his first attempt. He tried to roll his homemade watercraft into the sea and run to New York.
I'm so glad it has paddles on it because I envisioned him in just one of those like round clear balls and like running.
Like people run down hills
but like running in place on the ocean.
Just like hoping he
that's
goes
how I
drifts
saw it
the
in
right
my
way
head. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just drifting across the ocean. No, my man's running, Elizabeth. He's got paddles, come on.
100 miles
yeah,
and
he's
running.
Thought about this. So the Coast Guard, they catch up to him in his first attempt and they are like, what are you doing out here, right? So according to the Coast Guard, my man's homemade watercraft was, quote, found to be manifestly unsafe vessel.
Aww.
Right. All the once again, they're with the jargon. Right. But what does that mean? I'm glad you asked, Elizabeth. According to Title 46 of the United States Code and Title 33 of the Code of Federal Regulations,
those are two of my favorites.
He was required to, quote, clear any future voyages. He did not clear future voyages. Not to mention, he was also supposed to, quote, employ a support vessel. He did not employ a support vessel. Well, that didn't stop him.
Maybe
the next
not
year,
all of us have a support vessel on hand.
Yeah, not all of us has friends.
That's not fair.
You know, we're supposed to go hire a support
vessel.
What, I look like Daddy Warbucks? Starbucks over
right,
here.
Right.
So just leave me in my hamster wheel to be in peace and run free. Ain't this America? Anyway, next year, my man says he's going to go back at it. And he did that. And then the year after that, my man Reza was back at it again and again and again. His second attempt also failed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one is because he was once again forced to comply with the orders of the Coast Guard cutter and abandon his voyage.
Aww.
They just do not like a dream. Now, you may be thinking, Zarin, your man Reza sounds hard-headed. He also, is he all there upstairs? I understand these questions, yeah. Elizabeth. And to that, I would say he's a man who seeks great challenges.
Exactly.
He was once a professional cyclist.
Huh.
Yeah, he's like a competitor at heart. And long before that, he started out life in Iran. That's where he was born. And later, after the Iranian Revolution, he sought asylum in the U.S. When he was busted for his constant attempts to run across the sea, Reza said, I'm not doing it for me. This isn't for Reza. I'm doing this for others. And it was true. He had once been homeless, and he wanted to raise money for homeless organizations by running across the sea. I don't understand the connection.
Yeah, I'm not
it's
sure
kind of like
that.
When kids come up to your house, they knock on the door and say, I'm going to run a mile. And will you like donate money if totally. I run a mile? You're like, I'll give you a quarter for every mile you run.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, great. So anyway, cut to 2021. His plan had him running not from Florida to the UK, but from Florida to New York. Remember, he has not made the switch
okay.
yet. He's still just trying to run so up the Atlantic coast.
He's going to stay out of international waters.
Basically, that's the idea. That's 2021. But once again, this is no small distance. Running to New York from
running.
Florida, it would take him weeks to accomplish.
Is he going to sleep in it at night?
Yeah, exactly. There's the question. He would be weeks alone at sea. He would be inside his inflatable hamster wheel, homemade watercraft, by himself, sleeping, eating, doing all
does
of his bodily functions.
Does he have an anchor for it, for when he's sleeping at night?
No, but he had a place to sleep in his hamster wheel. He had a hammock that was stretched out inside of what you saw.
Wait, I have to look at this again.
Now, for food.
How? And I keep feeling like he's going to run and trip and
yes,
fall down all the
totally,
time.
Totally, and it's spinning around the whole time. Now, for food, yeah. He planned to catch fish and eat them.
Good luck.
Which is not the best plan, but
no.
Especially if you're going from your inflatable watercraft with a spear. But what? Hey, whatever.
Oh, he was going to spearfish?
Spearfish, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
For seasickness, that's right. You heard that. My man Reza suffers from motion sickness.
Oh,
and you may be wondering,
my brother in arms.
Exactly. Now, why would someone with motion sickness pop themselves inside of a clear inflatable hamster wheel
oh,
and then try to run across the sea? That doesn't make sense.
Oh,
that seems like
you would be able
hell.
To, you'd hear my dry heaves all up and down the eastern seaboard.
Well, Elizabeth, I have to tell you, he had medicine on his side. He took Dramamine.
Oh, good for him.
So, boom. Hey, Dramamine, if you want to contact him for sponsorship.
Have you seen the glasses for, like, to
motion
get
sickness?
Rid of motion sickness?
No, I don't have it. I don't know.
So, well, I have it, mm-hmm. and I've been looking for all these remedies. And you can order these glasses that are, like, clear mm-hmm. and a tube mm-hmm. for the frame. And then there's, like, a blue liquid mm-hmm. in the bottom of it so that, like, give you the balance of the horizon. But they look so insane. I
oh,
couldn't
so the
bring
liquid
myself.
Fills up like half of what you see?
Not
so
on the
a,
lens part. It's in the frame, in the tubular
oh, in
frame.
The frame, huh?
It is. I, you know, I'd rather barf all over myself than look like that.
You're such a fashionista.
I know.
Now, you may be wondering some of the particulars of this journey, because we've only gone over some of the bold brushstrokes, if you
uh-huh.
will, of this plan. Like, for instance, how fast can one man power an inflatable hamster wheel?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Great question, Elizabeth.
Oh,
not just
I'm
a
so
good
glad
question,
I asked
it's a
it.
Great question. Reza estimated he could travel at 6 knots an hour.
Wow.
That's
bold.
That's slow. Yeah, that's not fast. I mean, it's like, it's basically
but still,
walking speed.
But for, I know, but for... that contraption, I didn't think he'd even go that fast.
It's fast for a hamster wheel. I'll give you that. Totally. I'm with you.
I didn't think he'd go that fast.
Moving all that mass around on water, yeah, that's faster than I would think. But
yeah.
It's slow if you're running from Florida to New York.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's a lot of time in a hamster wheel is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that's why Reza had also rigged up plenty of like, you know, sun shield, because he's going to be out there on the water,
mm-hmm.
and that you can have all the sunlight bouncing off every surface. It's a great way to get a sunburn, right? So he's like, well, I'm going to need sunshield for all my long daytime hours of running. So he didn't just rig up any old sunshield. No, not Reza. He picked a special material. Can you guess what that was, Elizabeth?
No.
He used a large photo of a Price is Right model.
Stop it. Stop. So, here I'm thinking like one of those like emergency blankets.
Like, yeah, is it like Vanta black paint? What is he
oh,
doing?
God. Could you imagine just absorbing all the heat in the universe?
Super
on
hot.
But wait, so a Hubba Hubba model?
Yes, a Hubba Hubba model.
What?
Yes. Your boy, what'd you call him? Sweet Boom Boom?
Sure. Yeah, Sweet Boom Boom. I don't know. I don't remember what I say from 1 minute to the next.
He picked one of those bikini clad spokes models who stand on like a bass boat during the showcase showdown. Yeah. He's like, that's what I want as my motivation.
The old Auga.
Yeah, and it's better than that because her name was Nikki Ziering.
Wait.
The former Playboy bunny and ex-wife of actor Ian Ziering.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So B-Niner.
She heard about this curious sun shield and the fact that Reza had numerous pictures of her on his website.
It just gets creepier.
Where folks could track his progress because he had a website. So he had all these photos of her on that too. Not just for him. He shared the love.
Was this a way for him to get her attention?
I don't know. But apparently they had mutual friends. Because mutual friends put them in contact.
Reza asked
her a favor, Elizabeth.
No.
According to Nikki Ziering, he said, can you be my Wilson like in Castaway, the Tom Hanks movie?
Just wants her skin in there?
No, have you seen the movie?
Right, exactly. With like a bloody, okay.
So he asked the model if she would be his motivational volleyball. He's like, look, would you be my motivational volleyball? And she was flattered.
Oh, great.
According to her, I said, I would be honored to be your Wilson. So, I mean, this is really...
Did she go in there? Did she get...
No, just her picture. Oh,
I thought he was going to keep her in one of the wheels.
Actually be her,
Wilson?
Her image would be... I was wondering what you're saying about skinning. I was like, yeah, I think the ball deflates, but what are you talking...
It does, it deflates, and so he's just going to have her skin in a bag.
No.
In the thing. No. I'm like, that's big of her to offer that.
That is gross. No. Just her
photo.
He was
going to squeeze all the juice out of her.
Just the image of her in the red like swimsuit or whatever.
You just dropped the gross out, the first one of 2024.
Thank you so much. Tom Hanks did not have a photo of a volleyball. No, he had a volleyball.
It's a metaphor, Elizabeth.
No. If you say direct. It, you have to mean it. So squeeze the juice out of her, put her skin in there, shake all the bones out. Then you just
we got ourselves a motivational Wilson over here. Well, I listened to this and I thought,
I'm just precise with my language.
This is all very, really touching. And you're over here, did he skin her? Because, like, I don't expect a stranger to be cool.
How is this touching? It's creepy.
Well, yeah, it is creepy.
Especially when I think about it.
But I'll put it to you this way, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. You don't expect anyone ever to be cool with someone, like a stranger asking them, hey, would you be my emotional support volleyball, right? But Nikki Ziering, she's like, sure.
She's not a stranger.
Right? I mean, she was apparently impressed by my man Reza and all he had hoped to accomplish. And now, you know, back to Nikki, she said, quote, he's going to have a spear in case there's a shark. He's going to run in a hamster wheel, basically across the ocean. She was very impressed with this.
And those are positive?
He's basically a real man. I think it's what she was trying to get down to.
Ian, if you're listening.
He spears his own fish. He runs across the ocean. Anyway.
Sharknado, wasn't he? Wasn't
Sharknado. He was in Sharknado. Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
So I'm seeing the connection. You starting to see it?
I am going to put the red thread on the wall right
Elizabeth,
now.
Realize. So if someone told me that they planned to spear sharks as they ran across the ocean, right? And then they asked me if I would be their touchstone to humanity, I'd be like, yeah, you got it, bro. Just like her, Elizabeth. Where's your heart? I mean, that's all I'm saying. Anyway, even though he had Nikki Ziering as his emotional support volleyball, on a fateful Saturday, Reza and his homemade hydropod, because that's what the Coast Guard calls it, aka his inflatable hamster wheel, it washed ashore near St. Augustine, Florida. He had once again failed to run across the sea.
Why didn't he just take it and roll it up I-95?
Just push it?
I mean, then he'd get Florida to New York. He'd have a pavement. He'd still be doing it. I mean, he could spear, like,
the Sisyphus challenge
on the side of the road.
Yeah, I'm into this. Well, the tourists on the beach that day, boy, did they get a show, right? They just see
is
this.
Is that the picture you
yes,
showed me?
Yes, that's the picture I showed you.
Because there's, like, a guy, there's just a man like, all there chill. Face down, like, sunbathing, and it looks like he's about to get run over.
Exactly. So the people in Florida, they've seen Wilder.
And there's an empty chair next to him, so his companion has run for help.
You know you can drive trucks on the beach in Florida, right?
I know.
So,
don't
like,
they
it's,
run
it's
people
a wild
over?
Place. Oh, yeah, actually, every year. It's real sad.
Now, it's real sad. Anyway.
Normally, if something is washing ashore on a beach in Florida, it's going to be like a beached whale, maybe a bale of pot, or like a brick of cocaine. Mm-hmm. You never expect a man in a giant inflatable hamster wheel. So the people are like, hey, take a picture of this, kids. Anyway, Reza, once again, I told you, landed back on Florida shores, defeated yet again. He popped up out of his inflatable hamster wheel. He assessed the progress of his day. How far did I make it this time? First, he had to decide, where am I, right? Did I
make it south of where I was?
make it to Georgia? Did I make it to South Carolina? Nope. He realizes, oh, I'm in St. Augustine, Florida, right? That means he made it about 25 miles from where he'd started.
Oh, man.
25 miles. He only had another 975 miles to go, Elizabeth.
I wanted him to make it to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, no, what I showed you, that cost Ray's thousands of dollars to construct.
I can imagine.
Right? Now, you're looking at the product of more than a decade of R&D.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to your homemade ocean-going watercraft, that's state-of-the-art. I mean, really?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That bad boy even had a satellite phone.
What?
Yes,
I have to say, it's very clever looking.
His inflatable bubble got caught in a hurricane. Like, you know, that can happen in the Atlantic Ocean at that time of year. So in case that happened, he had his sat phone, right?
In case he went to the dry Tortugas.
Exactly. He got caught there in the Sargasso. He also had a water filtration system.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, because drinking salt water, that'll drive you mad.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know about that, right?
Uh-huh.
You may be thinking, Zarin, your man, Reza, he already kind of sounds a little mad.
Yeah.
I understand that, Elizabeth, but not that kind of mad. Salt water make you mad and, like, you know, long for death. This is the fun kind of mad. He's like, yeah, let's like, you know, go to an insane clown posse show kind of mad. All right, let's run to New York in a human hamster wheel kind of mad.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Fun mad, Elizabeth. You know, other than catching fish with his spear, what was he going to eat? You may be wondering.
Seagulls.
Well, he... Have you not heard the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner? You're not supposed to eat these things.
That's
anyway,
a pelican.
Well, any seabird. That's my rule.
Whatever.
Just don't eat a seabird.
I'd make seagull wine.
I respect
all
poetry.
All bets are off when you're on the open ocean.
Well, he was out there. He did have a small kitchen.
A pelican. It's an albatross.
Albatross,
it?
Yeah. But I just say all seabirds.
It's a bird.
Any seabird. Don't eat a pelican. Whatever. Don't eat a seagull. Don't eat an albatross.
If
forget
I'm hungry
a cormorant.
Enough, I'll eat it.
I'll eat a duck. You can be near a lake, maybe. Now, what did he have in his small kitchen of sorts, his little makeshift kitchen? He had granola and ramen noodles.
Oh, my God. It's like my kitchen.
Yeah, but he had no stove. So that was... Ramen noodles dry.
I've thought about that a lot.
What, eating ramen noodles dry?
Any pasta or ramen dry. Like,
yeah, it's like a cracker.
Like for an earthquake kit.
Yeah.
I thought, like, well, you just soak it in water long enough. It just won't be warm. But
yes, for the most part.
I mean, honestly, I mean, if it takes a couple months.
Oh, you can totally eat it. But some of the noodles can go bad. Not salmonella, but there's a food illness, foodborne illness you can get from eating uncooked pasta.
Sure.
But so... Which is screwed of any flour. I mean, like if you just said flour. And also, you know, with the egg going bad, if you have egg noodles, I wouldn't recommend egg noodles. But like he's out there with his dry ramen noodle brick, just eating it like a thick cracker.
Oh, you can do that too.
Yeah, no, would you sprinkle the flavor dust on it or eat it just dry?
I'd snort the flavor dust. Eat the ramen.
Smoke the ramen.
Well, if you're already going to be like dehydrated, I wouldn't put the flavor.
That's my question.
That's going to suck all the liquid out of your body.
It'll hold it in your body. It'll just pull it out of the places you want it. Yeah. So in his prior attempts, the Coast Guard had always told him that he had to register his homemade watercraft, as I told you.
Yeah.
My man Reza, he listened this time in 2021. He filed paperwork with the state of Florida, a vessel registration form in the area that they asked, what sort of propulsion system you run in there, bro? He's like, oh, outboard. So, he's the outboard engine. What are you looking at?
It's outboard.
Yeah, yeah, very, very fitting, I thought.
Yeah,
right?
He's not installed into the vehicle.
Exactly. So as for the fuel of his craft used, he checked the box other, as in, like, I don't know, ramen noodles. So,
totally.
Now, not many people are running ramen these days, so they don't have a box for that.
Right, it's a biofuel.
Yeah, exactly. So in the manufacturer box, he put Florida Homemade Boats, just penciled it in.
Okay.
Now he's got a company name. It's
good for him.
Maybe he'll get
DBA.
Business. Who knows? Now, technically, he didn't have to file registration paperwork, because according to the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, I looked this up, state law requires paperwork for any non-motor-powered vessel that's longer than 16 feet.
Uh-huh.
That law is mostly intended for sailboats, but not human-powered hamster wheels. And so they made a mistake because his homemade watercraft was only 10 feet at its widest point and 6 feet long, Elizabeth.
Wait, what? It looks way bigger
Reza
on here.
Reza was in the clear.
This looks way bigger.
Yeah, so he's all good under Florida law.
Oh, okay. So the guy in the foreground of the photo is throwing off
your scale.
Okay.
Yes.
It looked like it was like 15 feet tall.
Exactly. Well, so now that he's got the laws of the sea and the Coast Guard also to deal with, they would force those, which are different than Florida state law. So that's what he'd run afoul of in the past. Now, for his third attempt, he never reached out to the Coast Guard. So as he was running away from a point where he had visibility from shore, Reza noticed his GPS device on his inflatable hamster wheel wasn't working. This means he would have no idea where he was once he lost sight of land.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a hamster wheel. That's bad, right?
Yeah.
So he decides, I'm going to head back for shore. He eventually washed ashore at St. Augustine to the amusement of the tourists, right? But as Reza recalled, quote, I open the top door and jump out. They're laughing. They're taking pictures of me. I know what I'm doing. I am not dumb. They say, why do you do this? It's a very good question, right? Everybody really wants to know. And then we've kind of covered it. But the reason why, Elizabeth?
Nikki.
Because it's there to be done.
Well, that's true.
Nikki. Nikki Ziering. That's why he's doing it. Well, as you know, for those who forgot, he was also doing this for anybody who was experiencing homelessness. Remember?
He's
doing
it for charity. That's right.
He's doing it for the kids, too.
Sure, or whatever, sure right? He is. Sure.
The Coast Guard's always like, no, Reza, that's not going to help them that way. And also, Reza, you're out of compliance with the captain of the port order.
When he's all out there delirious and dehydrated, he's just going to be singing, 1-800-7-CARS-FOR-KIDS. cars for kids.
Coming in out of consciousness, still singing the song.
Donate your car today.
Now, have you ever heard, by the way, great voice.
Thank you so much. That hurt.
Have you ever heard of Captain of the Port Order?
No.
Like, so a Captain of the Port Order, I'm glad you asked. That's a rule we covered earlier, which is where you have to have an escort or a support vessel.
Right. Okay.
So if he planned to run across the sea. And if he didn't have that, the Coast Guard was like, failure to comply with Captain of the Port orders is punishable by a civil penalty of up to $95,881. There may also be criminal penalties for violating the order. Serious, dude. Like, almost 100 grand for, like, not having an escort?
Well,
what is this?
Or sometimes it's a fine of 100 grand for having an escort.
What part of Florida are we in?
Hey.
So, now, they wouldn't let my man eat or run, right? They're like, hey, come on, you want to do your thing? No. Reza, indomitable. So what's he do? He's pulled off long runs before on an open ocean. According to him, he once ran 400 miles in the Pacific Ocean in a human-powered inflatable hamster wheel.
What?
So there's that, Elizabeth.
So he's done the Pacific.
Yeah, don't doubt him. 400 miles.
All right.
However, that earlier version of his homemade hydropod was destroyed. So there's also that.
Oh, there is that.
So you got to balance these things out. So as Reza tried to explain to the Coast Guard, I can't afford a support vessel. So leave me alone, bro. I'm just trying to live my life in my hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Now, he also added, and I quote, I don't have a car. I put everything in my life in it. So he's basically homeless in a hamster
like,
wheel.
Like, who mentioned a car?
Yeah, exactly. So now that we're all caught up and ready for last year's big adventure in the open ocean, as Reza once again attempts to run across the sea in a human-powered hamster wheel, this time to England. Do you think he'll make it, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a break. And afterwards, we'll find out.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible, and who has the time? HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and frauds to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from selected past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look, and HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
All right, Elizabeth, we're back.
Zarin, here I am.
You ready for some more story time?
Yes.
Okay. After his 2021 attempt to run from Florida to New York failed, and he'd failed a couple times, old Captain Bubble, my man Reza, he decided to regroup, to reassess. After some contemplation, he decided he'd need to up his game. Yeah. So he needed to do something harder. He'd picked too easy of a challenge. That was the problem. He needed to get out of into international waters, escape the Coast Guard and their muddying around in his dreams.
Sure.
So rather than run to New York, he'd hamster wheel his way all the way to jolly old England.
Okay.
So his 2023 handmade watercraft was no better built than his prior versions. It's exactly what you see.
It's a standard.
He knows the model that works. He's sticking with it, right? It's like, come on, what am I doing? Updating the wheel
here?
It's
no time to experiment.
So the Coast Guard would no doubt once again deem his craft, quote, manifestly unsafe. Party poopers, right? So he knew he certainly couldn't afford the possible $100,000 fine. So if he got caught and popped again, he couldn't do that. So he's like, I just got to run. So what do you think happened, Elizabeth?
He ran.
Well, yes. Now, his dream of running across the ocean was very real. So last year, Captain Bubble back at it again. Do you think he made it this time?
Yes.
Well, no, you already know the answer. He didn't make it. He's on this show.
I like to imagine he did.
No, the answer is hell no. But let's just forget about all that. Let's just go there now. So, Elizabeth, I'd like you to close your eyes.
My eyes are closed.
And picture it. It's August 26, 2023. The sounds of the sea fill the air, the rush of wind against your cheeks, the sound of the water slapping against the prow of the boat, the rhythmic rise, engine whine, and then slapping fall of the boat. You somehow, Elizabeth, are not seasick. Somehow, you're also thrilled to be aboard the Coast Guard cutter Valiant. You see, you are a trained sea otter. Part of a hush-hush Coast Guard program to train sea otters for search and rescue.
I love it.
You are a top-secret sea otter. At the moment, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Valiant was taking a patrol of the boundary waters, part of your team's preparations for the approaching hurricane, and that's when someone shouts out that they had spotted something on the horizon. The Coast Guard cutter Valiant slows its mighty engines and then roars over in that direction. You and the ship's crew spotted at about the same time. A homemade, human-powered hamster wheel just bobbing along over some very rough seas. You don't know math, because you're a top-secret sea otter. But if you did know math, you'd estimate that the vessel was approximately 70 nautical miles east of Tybee Island off the coast of Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yes. Now, this means this strange inflatable hamster wheel watercraft is still in U.S. territorial waters and thus subject to U.S. jurisdiction. Now, inside the homemade watercraft, you spy one man alone. You don't know what his name is, but it's Captain Bubble. Now, you flop over to the side of the boat. Your handler watches from the edge. You look up at him, and he gives you the nod. Over the side you go. You follow your training. You slowly approach and then circle the target vessel. Meanwhile, the crew from the Coast Guard cutter asks the man inside the giant inflatable hamster wheel to step outside of the vessel. You hear one guardsman shout to the man in the bubble,
"We need to check your registration for your inflatable hamster wheel."
The man inside Captain Bubble shouts back, "It's fine, it's cool, I have paperwork, but I don't have it on me right now. I think I misplaced it somewhere. It's cool, though." At the man of the Coast Guard cutter, he shouts back,
"No, it is not cool."
At this point, Captain Bubble is basically getting pulled over in the middle of the ocean. Like, it's a traffic stop, right? Like, license and registration,
yeah, exactly.
Sir. Anyway, the man on the Coast Guard cutter, he asks Captain Bubble,
"Where are you headed, sir?"
You can't wait to hear the answer. You swim closer to get a better view. Captain Bubble shouts back,
I'm just running over to England. Thought I'd pop over to London, maybe see a football match."
Coast Guard guy's like,
"Wait, are you for real right now?"
Captain Bubble was ready for that one. He shouts back,
"Son, I'm so real, I'm surreal."
Now, you swim and hop up onto one of the sections of the inflatable human hamster wheel, and you quickly inspect its seaworthiness. It is not seaworthy, not in your opinion. You signal to your handler with a quick shake of the head. Captain Bubble doesn't like this. He gets paranoid. He shouts,
"What the hell's that sea lion doing? Get him off my hamster wheel!"
Now, you look past the obvious species-based insult of calling you a sea lion, and you choose to hop off of his homemade watercraft when you see Captain Bubble pull out a knife. Whoa, Captain Bubble, why so serious? Now, but he's not playing. He waves his knives. That's right, two knives, Elizabeth, one in each hand. But he doesn't threaten you. The man with the knives on the inflatable watercraft.
That's dangerous right there, yeah.
He's just yelling back, stay back or I'll do it. He holds a knife to his own head like Cleveland Little holding the gun on himself in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, no.
And the Coast Guard fell for it. The one guy's like, stay back, fellas. I think he's just crazy enough to do it. So, meanwhile, you have to swim to a safe distance, which is good because Captain Bubble soon realizes that his knife trick is not working. It won't hold the Coast Guard off for long. But he does know what will do the trick. He puts the knives down, rummages through his stuff. Inside the giant inflatable hamster wheel, he finds what he's looking for. He lifts up into view, and all you can see is a mess of colorful wires in his hand. Is he holding? Yep, it is. He's holding a bomb.
Wait, what?
You swim right back to the Coast Guard Cutter Valiant, and your handler tosses you down a sling. You slip your head inside a loop, and he quickly hauls you above board a boat. You hear the radio operator say, this is U.S. CGC Valiant to base, requesting immediate assistance from U.S. Navy Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit at Kings Bay, Georgia. Over. And like that, you leave it to the bomb guys and gals to figure out how big this blast radius will be for Captain Bubble's homemade bomb.
He brought a bomb with him? He brought a picture of Nikki Ziering and a bomb?
Well, well done, you sea otter.
I mean, really you're good.
Just Johnny on the spot.
I am.
You did set off an unhinged man during a rescue mission, but whatever.
Not so, the first time.
I guess now we see why the Navy has top secret dolphins and the Coast Guard has top secret sea otters.
Much
no
better.
Offense. Yeah. Do you know they used to have parrots? Or so, yeah, it was like some seabird or some bird. The Coast Guard
had birds.
You're
not allowed to eat them.
No, they used them for, like, finding people lost at sea. Anyway, the next day, my man Reza still at it, and now he has a bomb, so everyone is far more likely to listen to his demands.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they are listening, rather ironically, they are far less likely to let him run to London with a bomb on board. So
yeah.
He's kind of getting into his own way. So
I'm going to kill the Queen.
Exactly. The Coast Guard was just as persistent as Captain Bubble was, stubborn. They called in backup. So the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Campbell joined the party with the Coast Guard Cutter Valiant. The Campbell sent over a fresh boat to negotiate with Captain Bubble. The Coast Guard officers, they aim to talk down the man with the bomb trying to run to London. They're like, bro, you can't do that. They tried to get him to, you know, leave the human hamster wheel, and they tried to first talk some sense into him. They tried to connect on a human level, but everyone was kind of way past that. Like, if sense was a place, like, we'll call it sense Cincinnati, Ohio, they were, like, at this point in Barstow. Like,
okay, wow.
Everybody's way out. All right, yeah. So the Coast Guard officers, they're trying, though. They're trying to keep things reasonable. So they're like, well, let's approach him on his hierarchy of needs. So they send over fresh food and water, right? Now they're smart, right?
Yeah.
Then they tell him, oh yeah, we got important news about your survival. There's a hurricane on the way.
Oh no.
They were not lying. There was a hurricane on the way.
Oh no.
Captain Bubble's like, okay, cool. I'll keep that in mind. I better get running. So the Coast Guard officers are like, no, I don't think you heard me, buddy. There is a hurricane coming. And he did hear them, Elizabeth. He just did not care because Captain Bubble was way more confident than the Coast Guard was about his ability to survive a hurricane.
Uh-huh.
He's like, let me at that storm, bro. I can run through it. I'll buffalo right through that bad boy.
I can make it to the dry Tortugas.
I don't care if I'm in open ocean. Yeah, the dry. So there was this, that, as I told you, that decade of R&D that went into this latest version of his human-powered hamster wheel, right?
Yeah.
The construction. Next level when it comes to, like, bespoke, handmade, ocean-going inflatable furniture intended for small mammals. But the Coast Guard, they had a very good point. And their point was this. Hey, buddy, you have a satellite phone, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, I got one. I got GPS and a backup. And they're like, that's great. That's great, buddy. But my point is, if you have to use your satellite phone, who are you going to call? And they're like, you're going to call us, right? And you're going to say, please come save me. And we're telling you now, we don't want to have to come back out during a storm to save your happy ass. So why don't you just come back to shore with us now? And he's like, huh, you're making good points there, officer. So what do you think my man Captain Bubble said once he thought about it?
I'm going to England. I don't know.
Yes. Of course, Elizabeth said, no, my friends, I thank you for checking on me. But if you'll excuse me, I need to get running. So they're like, no, we're not really asking. We were trying to be friendly. We're not really asking.
That's when they need
don't
to
make us pop it.
Pull out their little harpoon.
Jack can just drag
them
back.
Slowly take out all the beach balls that are filling the hamster wheel.
To have like a shooting gallery.
Exactly.
So at this point, though, Captain Bubble, remember, he's got the bomb in his hands with the wires. He reminded the Coast Guard that he had a bomb, right? And the Coast Guard's like, all right, fair point. You got the bomb. Okay, we'll still listen. We forgot about the bomb, buddy. So the Captain Bubble, then he did what truly was unexpected, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
You won't even guess. Because, you know, it's difficult for a man who wants to run across the sea in an inflatable hamster wheel to surprise people.
Yeah.
They always think, like, that's the most outrageous thing. But he's like, no, I got one more trick up my sleeve. He let the Coast Guard know, this bomb isn't real, guys.
Oh.
He just decided, just like, I don't want you guys worried, so I'm going to go run to England now. Can I go? It's just a tangle of wires. He showed him he was just holding up a tangle of wires.
But did he just bring a tangle of wires?
No, he just grabbed wires from, like, the back of his GPS.
So now the GPS doesn't work?
No, not while he's talking to the Coast Guard. Didn't matter.
He's going to put all the wires back?
Hey, I'm not a mechanic. I don't know what he's doing.
He just did this for effect, but now he's left with a tangle of wires
and no leverage.
That doesn't work.
Now he's got no leverage. So the Coast Guard, they didn't know they have to, you know, make a debate anymore. They basically said, your plan. They, you know, just shot him with the harpoon and drug him back. No, they didn't really do it. The next day.
Wait, this went on for more than one day? Yes,
on August 29th.
Wait, why didn't they just attach something? I mean, it's this steel frame.
Yeah.
It's like a giant crab trap.
Yeah, it does have a steel frame, yeah.
So put a hook on it and drag him home.
One would
think. He's not going to be able to overpower the
ship. They should have had you on that boat.
God, every time.
Well, August 29th, 2023, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Campbell launched its small boat and sent it back over to visit with Captain Bubble. They checked in with him, see if he was willing to climb out and return to shore before the hurricane arrived any day now. And they had to rescue him. Coast Guard, they weren't entirely sure if the bomb was real or not real, because they hadn't seen he just held up like, oh, these are just wires.
Yeah.
And they're like, maybe he really does have a bomb. I don't know.
Good point.
So anyway, on day three of their open ocean standoff, they're like, what are we going to do? Suddenly, as I told you, Elizabeth, there was a miracle. Much like how Jesus felt on day three, Captain Bubble decided he was ready to roll back the rock, step outside, and stretch his legs. He told the Coast Guard he'd let them help him disembark from his doomed vessel.
Oh.
My man Reza popped open the lid to his inflatable human hamster wheel, and he happily climbed out.
Wow.
Yeah. A few days later, back on dry land.
I could have solved it in one day with a non-consensual towing.
Exactly. Non-consensual towing. That's good. Now, at a U.S. Coast Guard base in Miami, Captain Bubble was there dealing with his, yet again, defeat by the sea and the Coast Guard. And he had to go, what would Nikki think? What must Nikki think?
She's so disappointed. So ask her skin suit in the in the boat. How much money did we waste getting this guy off the water?
Well, we're saving lives, Elizabeth. Yeah. No money's wasted.
I guess.
So let's play a guessing game.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll do it again?
Yes.
Just right immediately? Yeah. Will Captain Bubble try to run across the Atlantic, maybe turn to the Pacific? Who knows?
Who knows?
But stay tuned, water sports fans, because if he does, we'll tell you.
He should, like, try and go across the Gulf of Mexico first.
Yes.
Nice. Baby steps.
Something. But
or one of the Great Lakes.
Although the Gulf of Mexico is kind of a washing machine.
Oh, it's terrible.
Spins. Oh, it spins around. So if he could go in one direction, like, he'd be aiming for Texas and he'd end up, like, in, you know, Jamaica.
The Dry Tortugas.
Once again, the Dry Tortugas. So what's our ridiculous takeaway here, Elizabeth?
Hoo-wee. Just stay off the water. I don't know.
Well, I will quote my man Zhuang Zhu.
Yes.
So, of Taoist fame. He said, and I quote, "Once upon a time, I, Zhuang Zhu, dreamt I was a butterfly, fluttering hither and thither to all intents and purposes, a butterfly. I was conscious only of my happiness as a butterfly, unaware that I was Shu. Soon I awaked, and there I was, veritably myself again. Now, I do not know whether I was then a man dreaming I was a butterfly, or whether I am now a butterfly dreaming I am a man." My man Reza, my point is, a.k.a. Captain Bubble, he doesn't seem to know if he's a man or a hamster, but I say let him dream on. And if he goes running in, let him. Don't go chasing the inflatable ball. Let's see if he can make it. And if he can't, well, that's what happens to hamsters.
He should just stick to the rivers and the lakes that he's used to.
Am I too much of a naturalist to, let's say, let him run?
Oh, no, I agree. Just let him do it.
Yeah, right?
So what? I mean, he's a choice.
Exactly.
He knows all the dangers. They've made it clear.
Let nature be wild.
Let wild be wild is my whole saying.
I'm saying we're part of nature.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, there you go. That's all I got for you. Oh, hey, by the way, you in the mood for a talkback?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Hit it, Producer Dave.
Talkbacks. Oh, my God, did he just say that?
The beginning of this episode, the bling ring one, just had me laughing. When I was a little kid, I asked my sister to come over and smell the stuff I had because it smelled like summer to me. So I sprayed it. It was WD-40 right into her eye. Oh, my mom had to rush her to the hospital, but apparently I really, really like the smell. So good to know that there's a perfume out there with that smell, and my sister will be very afraid.
Well, as always, you can find us online at Ridiculous Crime on Twitter, Instagram. We have the website, ridiculouscrime.com, and we love your talkbacks, so you know, we'll be playing them. So
do it.
Hit us up on the iHeart app, record one, and then you can hear yourself. And always email us if you'd like to at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com. Once again, start that, dear Elizabeth. Okay, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next crime. Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett. Produced and edited by... My name is Admiral Bubble. Captain Bubble is my son, a.k.a. Dave Kustin. Research is by Marissa. He should try running across lakes or rivers. Start there. Brown. And Andrea, yeah, and then stick to the lakes and rivers he's used to. Song sharpened tear.
Nice.
Our theme song is by Thomas, cruise director for the human hamster wheel, Lee, and Travis, your cool mustachioed bartender for the inflatable hamster wheel, Dutton. The host's wardrobe provided by Body 500. Executive producers are Ben, hey, nice bubble, Bolin, and Noel, thanks, I just added inflated, Brown.
Ridiculous Crime.
Say it one more time.
Ridiculous Crime.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.